This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
There you go.
Yipper.
Nancy Pelosi.
But same intro.
Yeah, I wonder if she could with all that Botox in her face.
It might be like taking out your dentures. Who knows?
I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Anyway, I don't want to think about it.
If you find out, let me know.
You know what? There's not a stimulus check big enough for me to find out.
I don't know about that, Slim. Everybody has their price. First, a billion-dollar stimulus check.
All right, maybe.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's what I mean. See,
I'm Zip Allen. That's CB Snow, and the funny guy is DJ Slim Brent Natzel.
I'm never funny.
And welcome to Off the Hook Radio for January 5th,
2021.
Oh, we still got
that's bumped. Horrible. I'm sorry, that's horrible.
What you want me to try impersonator?
We'll make it better.
21.
We'll make it better for next week. I did it in like 5 minutes.
Today. Yeah, come on.
Please, we tried to get a hold of it.
I did like
1.
I did like 8 takes on the 1. Come on. We're radio professionals here.
No, we're not. And that's kind of cemented.
Don't tell anybody. Hey, what happens? What happens when you sort of find $1 billion because you're lucky?
I don't know.
Apparently, you get a brain aneurysm because Dr. Dre's in the hospital.
Oh,
yeah, he's only 55. Ew. Yeah, Dr. Dre's real name is Andre Young. He's being treated in intensive care at Cedars-Sinai in L.A. He is lucid and stable, but brain aneurysm is not anything good. That's what my grandfather had a brain aneurysm, and he was like talking to somebody at work, and boom, he's on the floor.
So, you know, we should point something out. Some of our listeners tonight may be confused because they got redirected to a different website to listen. So
it's bitches.
It's still the same. You know, we're still here. It's just we have a little website issue today. So.
Well, yeah, Off the Hook Radio, Zone Out Radio, we're all the same thing, but Zone Out Radio is our network.
That's right. And Off the Hook Radio is on a web server that does not seem to be functioning today for some reason, so we directed you all this way.
We redirected you through the magic of DJ Slim's magic.
URL.
Well, I wouldn't know how the hell to do it.
Called Cloudflare. It's awesome.
Cloudflare.
Let you do all sorts of fun shit. So.
That sounds kinky. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, fortunately, fortunately, Dr. Dre is lucid.
That's going to be right up there.
I hope he comes back.
It's a small world.
I always liked Dr. Dre.
He was awesome. He had some good music. I mean, I liked
him as a dude, not so much as music. I think he was a cool
dude. That was the music I grew up with. I mean, you have to understand we're 20 years apart. So, I mean, I grew up when he was huge, him and Eminem and, Snoop Dogg. And, I mean, yeah, these guys still have tracks now, but their music these days, it all sucks compared to what they put out back in the 90s. You know, that was awesome stuff.
The 90s?
Yep.
The 90s?
That was one of the worst decades in music history.
For you guys. Come on.
Oh, no. Let me ask you a question. Sure. How old were you in the 90s? 15?
15, yeah.
I graduated
in 96.
And I was...
Come on, the 90s brought us Hanson.
I hit my 30s.
Well, the thing is, statistically speaking, your musical tastes cement somewhere around when you're 15.
Ah. Well, there you go.
So when you guys were 15, that's why I like rock. There you go. I was a pop guy, Hey, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears.
Early 70s.
Justin Bieber, oh my God.
His music back then sucks. He's the exception to the rule. His music back then was fucking terrible. His music now is amazing. He's the stuff he's putting out lately is awesome compared to the shit from back then, but he's the exception.
Well, plus he's got a big weenie.
Yes, that's what everybody says.
That's probably why you identify with him, Slimbo.
Maybe it was him that went through my backyard.
Nah, that was you.
You had a big weenie go through your backyard?
Well, you didn't see the picture on Facebook?
We know you.
Oh, yes.
He's just modest. That's all. We just got to quit talking about it.
You saw why I got thrown out of the fucking swimming pool. Saw that pit. I won't even go there. I'll send it to you privately later.
I saw what happened when you're on the beach when you're down here in Florida. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. Anyway, if the socialists win the Senate races in Georgia, unless secession starts quickly, my plan to move to Poland still holds. And it just got even better.
Is it cold there?
Yes.
40s.
What are you fucking Poland? Crazy? Yeah, Poland.
Poland's cold compared to Florida. Hell yeah.
Poland
is basically on a latitude equivalent to about where Jim is.
You better start buying some different clothes. Continue.
Well, I'm just saying, I love Poland. They do things right over there. Poland is going to find social media giants. Oh, I had this wrong. I said 200,000. No, 2.2 million every time Facebook censors free speech in Poland. A new law due to be passed will fine big tech firms, and not so we mean Google and Twitter too, a staggering $2.2 million every time they unconstitutionally censor lawful free speech online.
All right. Let me ask, because I want to understand this a little bit, though. Unconstitutionally, that wouldn't be our constitution. It would only be based off from Poland's.
Yeah, whatever. There's no Section 230 in Poland, baby.
Okay, all right. And let me ask this. This would only be, they're not going to get fined if I post content that somebody in Poland views. It's only going to be if somebody in Poland. Okay. I'm just trying to get clarity here.
But I could use a URL, make it look like I'm coming from Warsaw.
Yeah.
And I can just change my name to Zip Alinsky.
2.2 million. That's a lot. You know what's going to happen?
Dollars or is it zlotnys?
No, I don't want to be an Alinsky, though. That's the left-wing radical asshole that wrote the manual for the Democrats. Never mind. I don't want to be an Alinsky.
They're part of.
I'll be a Zipinski.
Poland is part of the European Union.
Yes, and they've just broke. They just
and they're also part of NATO, changes,
which is all that new GDP. I don't know laws that came out. I don't.
Great Britain got a deal done. Everything's going to be fine once they get rid of COVID.
The problem with all of this, though, that's going to happen is because they're going to get fined for censoring. Facebook in Poland, the offices, the people that moderate the content coming out of Poland aren't going to moderate anything.
That's it.
They're going to let everything run amok. You're going to have fake news. You're going to have terrorist organizations that are now going to take foot in Poland and are going to set up their shop and their Facebook accounts and their Facebook pages there because they can put up anything that they pretty much want.
But then it falls on the government to stop that shit.
Well...
We'll see what happens.
It's going to run amok.
I'd like to see Nancy Zuckerberg take one up the ass. That's all.
Let's throw this question out to both of you. And it's going to be an interesting to see what you guys think. But do you think that there should be any censorship on these social media platforms? Or do you think it should just be straight up? You should be allowed to post whatever you want. And it can't be taken down. I'm not talking child porn. I'm not talking child.
Well, that's what bothers me is they allow shit like child porn on. They allow women to be abused. That guy in Russia that would smash shit over his girlfriend's head all the time online. Facebook never took that shit down, and eventually she died. You know, they allow all that kind of crap, but if you call Joe Biden mentally ill. Or mentally unstable, or no, mentally challenged was the wording my friend used. If you're on Facebook and you call Joe Biden mentally challenged, it gets your post removed and a ban threatened.
Oh, I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to go to one of my alternate accounts. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to see how quickly I just say what Joe Biden mentally challenged is mentally challenged. That's all I got to do.
Joe Biden is mentally challenged. Right? He did a meme with it. With Joe Biden with his mouth open, looking like a moron.
But all right, I'll make one later and I'll put it up and I will experiment.
Well, he changed it since he got threatened with that when he changed it to calling him a retard. and see how, and we're going to see how that works.
Oh,
I have some good friends. But Facebook isn't going to be brought to heel under the Democrats. Hell, there's nearly half the Republicans sucking at that cash teat too. But what social media's elected bitches do will be echoed by the social media masters. And I give you the example of the Joe Biden mentally challenged thing. That suspension is going to become automatic shortly. The House just went full cancel culture, politically correct wacko on us. With gender-neutral language ordered in the House rules.
Well, they didn't just start with this.
To reflect the gorgeous mosaic of America.
But this has been happening already. Not so much in our House and in our Senate and stuff like that. But you've already seen.
Oh yeah.
Fort California, you can't call things manholes anymore. I mean, this is already taking place. Now it's just taking place on a federal level, which is a little more scary.
And it's going to be in laws and everything else. And the funniest thing I thought of,
there's a law that's going to be passed.
Hakeem Jeffries, who's got the IQ of a fucking snail, Democrat from New York. You should know him, Slim. He defended the new rules. He said, for example, the rules will replace terms such as mother, father, daughter, son, sister, brother, parent, child, or with parent, child, sibling.
Yeah.
So you can't be a mother or father. You have to be a parent. You can't be a daughter or a son. You have to be a child. Well, you can't be a sister or brother. You have to be a sibling.
Right. And you know what's great about this? I read this bill to my wife the other night on the couch, and my youngest daughter, who's 9, was listening to me read this to her, and she's laughing hysterically. And for the next
She's 9.
Wait. And for the last 3 days, she's been calling us parent.
I love it.
All out of sarcasm, but she comes down the stairs and she'll go, "Hi, parent. Hi, parents."
That's just awesome.
Good for her.
Well, our Uncle Zippy's proud of her. Examples of other terms include the replacement of chairman with chair and seaman with cum. I mean, no. Seafarer. Papers. I'm sorry. Seaman with cum. I like mine better. So he thinks this is just consistent with an effort for the House to reflect the gorgeous mosaic of the American people in the most sensitive fashion possible. Everything's going to be sensitive.
Unless
you're criticizing a Republican or a conservative, then you can be as nasty as you want to be.
Okay, but I don't. What I don't.
That sounds fair.
The Beastie Boys song comes to mind there.
What I don't understand is this. Okay, so this is, I mean, I've read the law. I've actually read the law. I've read through it. I mean, this is in law. It says
you're really bored when you're off work, aren't you?
Well, it is because I really wanted to see if this
was in there. Well, I mean, understand that this is the House rules. You keep calling it a law. It's not a law.
That's where I was going with my question.
But
you're pointing it out. Thank you, sort of. My question is
thank you,
if they pass this this House rule, or okay, they did, this has nothing to do with me and you, right? I mean, I can still walk up and call somebody mother. This is just them.
Yes.
They're not okay.
Yes, so now what I'm telling you, what my point is, if the House is going to go along with this cancel culture politically correct bullshit, like Twitter does and Facebook does and Google does, then anything you do that is outside of that is going to start getting squeezed by those assholes too, because the House is doing it and we bought and paid for all those bastards. So, you know, we're going to stick it to you too. Now, if I was a senator and a bill came over from the House and the Senate gets the chance to amend and change and consult on whatever the House passes, and then if they agree to it, they pass it, and if they have changes to it, they send it back and they have a conference to iron out the differences. Every single fucking bill that came over from the House, I would sit there as Senator Zippy and I'd be changing every single one of those terms back to normal English and then send it back to them. And I just would illustrate their absurdity by being absurd.
We have 79% of precincts reporting in Georgia, and as of right now, the Republicans are 51-49.
Yeah, and Fulton County is holding back their mail-in votes. All the other counties counted their mail-in votes. They had a shitload of votes ready to go when the polls closed. not Fulton County. I looked at their percentages a little while ago. They're only in the high 20s. They're sitting there going to Atlanta going, well, how many votes do we need this time? So trust me, you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to find out that the world is lost and I'm moving to Poland.
Mm. All right, so one last question on this whole house rules crap, because I just want to understand. So if a member of our government uses these terms that they're not supposed to use anymore, what's actually going to happen to them? Nothing.
You're conflating things together.
Okay. Okay.
It's the wording of bills.
Just in bills. Okay.
And floor speech.
Okay. So it's not.
Floor speech is also covered by this rule.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with when they go to their Facebook accounts and their Twitter accounts and stuff like that.
Good Democrats will follow these rules on all those social media and everything.
Unless you're Nancy Pelosi, whose Twitter bio still references grandmother and mother.
Yeah, well, I bet you that's been changed, too, because that was all over the internet today, and I'm sure she's...
I'm going to go check it right now.
You could probably tell she's embarrassed if she has so much Botox in her face. You can't tell. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California had a blunt reaction to the generalist terminology. This is stupid, McCarthy tweeted Friday. Signed, a father, son, and brother. Good for you.
This is stupid. I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty... If you think calmer heads are going to prevail, you can just stop now.
Nope, it does not. Speaker of the House focused on strengthening America's middle class and creating jobs, mother, grandmother, and dark chocolate connoisseur.
So even Nancy Pelosi doesn't believe her own bullshit. Okay, well, we already knew that, but I thought at least she'd fake it. If you think calmer heads will prevail, stop now. One of about six Dems that has some sense in her head is leaving, but she isn't going quietly, and bless her for that. Our buddy Daryl, the founder of internet award-winning radio.
The most articulate Negro. How did that go?
He called himself the most articulate Negro in America.
That's what it was. Yeah. There you go.
Which, you know, I think Dr. Soul would argue with that, but that's okay. He's in the top 10. I'll give him that. He's in the top 10. But Democrat Tulsi Gabbard blasts her party for removing the gendered language. She says this is the height of hypocrisy. Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, who is leaving.
It's too bad.
She left today. She's done. She slammed her party during an interview on Monday night over its recent decision to remove the gendered language, calling the move hypocritical for the party that claims to care about women's rights. She made the mark. You know, she points out logic. And, we can't have that. Plus, the other thing that drives him crazy is Gabbard goes on Tucker. So she made those remarks on appearance on Tucker Carlson tonight. And they are also creating legislation that will ban biological. She created legislation that will ban biological men from competing in women's sports, which would pass in a heartbeat. But Nancy Pelosi will never let it come to the floor, because the 20% of the radicals that are running the Democratic Party think, well, you are what you want to be. You know, it doesn't matter if you've got a dick. If you think you're a girl and you're 6'2", 180, and you can run the 100 meters in 10.6, the girls are fucked. They're going to finish second.
Or third or fourth, like they did in Connecticut.
We had the story in Connecticut. Two dudes finished first and second, the 100, 200. And the girls who finished fifth and sixth and didn't make the state finals because of it sued. And of course the state finals and everything were way over by the time they won their lawsuit. But
I'm perfectly fine with this whole, if you want to be one of these, you know, whatever there is now, 36 or 42 genders or, you know, whatever.
It doesn't matter. But,
right, there's two. Matter. However, I took biology.
Right. But when it comes to the sports,
you got an innie or an outie.
I believe that whatever you possess for your genitalia area is what you actually have to, you play as.
The problem is it just blows up Title IX completely. And Title IX was passed years ago to put forth, women in sports so that they could get equal footing with their male counterparts in college.
That's why there's a WNBA.
Yeah.
If there wouldn't have been a Title IX, there'd never be a WNBA.
Yeah. Well, wait till the first guy.
There wouldn't be professional women's soccer either.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but let's ask this question. If they were to increase the pay of the girls on the ladies, not girls, the ladies on like the WNBA, somewhere into the equivalent of what the gentlemen are making in the NBA, maybe we wouldn't have this.
You wouldn't have the WNBA. They couldn't pay anywhere. You could not pay the entire WNBA what Harden makes for Houston.
I mean, the revenue just isn't there.
He makes $40-some million a year. Their entire payroll is less than that.
Does it surprise you that you've never seen some of these athletes, though, the women athletes?
Well, we talked about the American women.
About this?
Well, they do. We had a story about the American women's soccer team was bitching about they get paid less than the men's soccer team. And quite frankly, considering their success level, the American women's soccer team are 3-time world champions, 2- or 3-time Olympic champions. The men's team has never won shit. Some CONCACAF things, whoop-de-doo. But if you look at the revenue generated...
That's what I wasn't thinking about.
Still generate like 5 times what the women do.
Right. Okay.
The women's game is exciting. The women's game is exciting. We've got some fantastic American athletes on the women's national team, and they keep coming up with new ones and better ones and improving all the time. But you go to a women's soccer game or you watch one on TV, and a big game where they're actually, you know, not favored to win 7-0, they might draw 20,000-25,000 people, unless it's a World Cup final or semifinal or something like that. That's all they get. The American men's team can be playing fucking Honduras, and they'll draw 60,000 people. Now, 30,000 of them are Honduran immigrants in this country. But, you know, it kills me when the American men's team played in New Jersey against Honduras, and the crowd was probably 2/3 Honduran. But they generated 60,000 ticket sales. The women don't generate 60,000 ticket sales on 3 games usually.
And I honestly didn't even think about it being that part. I was more looking at it as, you know, in your regular business, women are always complaining about that they don't get the same pay as men. And here's a very classic example of not just a little bit of a difference. We're talking major difference. But now I understand their business doesn't generate enough.
It's just like business, you know. If I didn't do a good job and make my company a whole bunch more money, I wouldn't have got paid what I got paid.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, but I mean, gender doesn't matter in that particular case. I mean, if you're a CFO, you're a CFO, and gender has nothing to do with it. If you have to kick a soccer ball.
I'm just talking about revenue.
No, I understand what you're talking about, but the male-female gender wage difference in business has nothing to do with the wage difference in sports.
Fair. And that was my question.
And here's the other thing. You know, could the women's national team beat a good college men's team?
No.
Yeah, so you see, that's the thing. The talent level just... And I hate to say it this way, but I mean, for women, you know, the women's national team, the talent level is great as soccer talent in general.
But that's also why men shouldn't be allowed to play on the women's soccer team.
Yeah.
You can be a sucky guy who can't make your high school team and you can star on the women's high school team.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. So to wrap up Tulsi Gabbard,
it's my girl.
It shows that the first act, this is her complaining further. It also shows, you know, their first act as this new Congress should have been to make sure that elderly Americans are able to get the COVID vaccine alongside frontline healthcare workers, elderly Americans who have the highest mortality rates in this virus. But instead of doing something that could actually help save people's lives, they're choosing instead to say, well, you can't say mother or father in any of this congressional language. It's astounding. She also noted that what the political left is attempting to do defies common sense and defies basic established science. Tulsi Gabbard, a common sense Democrat, we will miss you. Yeah, it's true. You know, when I was a lobbyist, there was this thing called Blue Dog Democrats. And there was like 45, 50 of them back then. And last time I checked, Blue Dog Democrats, the caucus was like 6 people and they figured they'd hang it up with this congressional term, I think. So they're just gone. They've been replaced by radicals and people beholden to Pelosi. But Tulsi Gabbard, Daryl's heartthrob, we will miss you.
You know,
there's too few of you in the world.
I know you want to move on, and I, but I, don't you think, though, with this wording that's now being thrown into all this, now that I'm understanding it, this wording that's being thrown into all of this legislation, if the Democrats take control of everything, and, no. and we already know that our schools and doctrine is very, very, very Democratic. It is what it is. You know what they're teaching our kids in school. Don't you think that this language is then going to, though, trickle down into our educational system?
That was my whole point. The social media is going to start enforcing it. And then
not just social media.
And it's going to go everywhere from there. Sure.
Okay.
It's already in a lot of schools.
Okay.
I had a story I skipped for tonight about teachers that were all proud of themselves. They got the Odyssey kicked out of the curriculum. Homer's The Odyssey, a classic about a man's 600-day struggle. It documents the last 10 days of it, you know, to do what he had to do. It's a long time ago since I read it, but it was actually interesting. And they got it out of there. They didn't even give good reasons why. It's just if things aren't politically correct in today's left-wing atmosphere, they don't want it in the school curriculum anymore. And it's just sad. We're raising a generation full of morons. We really are. But anyway, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
Because we've got a great story.
We can.
2020.
One. God.
Yeah. Hey, well, if you don't like it, you do the one.
No, let's just do the one. Let's just.
We've been telling you about the aliens. We've been telling you about the aliens for a while now.
Damn straight. And
we have confirmation on that 2017 visit we told you about.
Yep.
And we also have videotaped sighting just last week in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I think perhaps they're going to kidnap Tulsi Gabbard. You know, it's that rare species accumulation. As a non-insane Democrat, she certainly qualifies.
Well, she might be an alien.
A non-insane Democrat, she could be. That's true. That is true. No wonder Daryl's hot.
Yeah. She blew her cover.
He wants some of that alien nookie. Good for you, Daryl. I hope he's listening. Anyway, he's a Harvard professor says aliens visited us in 2017. So we had the guy from Israel said they were here in 2017. Now we got a Harvard professor backing him up.
Yay.
And he warns more. So that's confirmation. He warns more. It's more confirmation than CNN does on a fucking story. Come on. I got two.
I'm not arguing with you.
No, I'm just arguing to the world who's out there going, yeah. But a bunch of Hawaiians say they're already here. Multiple people witnessed and videotaped a bright blue glowing object, oblong, unidentified object hovering over the skies of Oahu last Tuesday before it nosedived into the ocean, prompting them to call the FAA and 911. Sighting occurred at 8:30 in the evening. Videos show a strange mass in both the sky and the water. Miss Satina Sape, must be her birthday. I can never pronounce people's names on their birthdays. And if you didn't listen to Farmville Rant, you don't get that. We don't care. It was funny to us.
Farmville's gone.
Yes. Yeah, Farmville's this DOA is that show we used to do.
I loaded my farm just before they did it, just to look at it one last time.
Oh,
it took 35 minutes to load.
I bought a new computer, you know, a few months back, and I went on to Farmville just to see how fast it was, and it was slower than dog shit.
It was 35 minutes before I could actually look at my home farm with all the pop-ups and all the bullshit.
Tiny Pincus has got his money. He doesn't.
Well, I haven't played in 6 years, so I had a lot of quests to click through.
Well, anyway, in Hawaii, Ms. Sape, who captured one of the videos, can be heard saying, "Something's in the sky. What's that?" Another woman named Mariah also saw the object passing over Princess Kahanu Estates and told Hawaiian News Network, "I look up and I was like, oh, shit." I started calling my husband and them because they were all in the garage. I was like, "Hey, come look up there. See what I see." They all said, "Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was going so fast." The FAA told HNN, there was no aircraft incidents or accidents in the area at the time. Multiple witnesses reported seeing a large blue object fall out of the sky into the ocean. Ooh, so they can go submarine. That's why we can't find them. when we see them, they go by in the ocean.
There are lots of lakes in the world that have UFO bases inside them. One of them is Loch Ness.
They're obviously here.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, Off Hook Radio wants you to know. They're here. I wish they would kidnap Joe Biden. I know they don't want Kamala Harris because she couldn't tell an honest story if her life depended on it, but they might take Joe. Joe knows how to get money. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, last week we skipped the Nashville bombing story.
Yeah, we did. And you know what?
CB asked me on pre-show why we did that, and I said because there's so much contradictory information out there.
Well, yeah, but you know what's funny about that?
Mm.
So is mainstream media. It just disappeared. It's gone. Yeah. It 2 days of coverage and it disappeared. So,
well, I told CB, I said I wanted to do the story too, but I want to wait till the information clears up. Obviously, now it has, and we've got the real story for you.
Of course.
Nashville bomber Anthony Quinn Warner, quote, hunted aliens and shape-shifting lizard people trying to take over the world.
You know, there was a movie about that.
Lizard people?
Yes.
Oh.
It was with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, how could I have missed that?
It's called
the Wrestling Legend.
It's called They Live.
Oh,
and
God.
You had to have, I wonder if this guy had them, because you could only see the lizard people. They looked normal to you and me, but unless you wore the special glasses, then you could see the lizard people. It's based on a true story.
I wonder if they'll help.
Excuse me?
I just got new glasses. I wonder if they'll help.
No. These are funky glasses that you need. Oh, but it's with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Mine are Oakleys, and that's not good enough?
Did you ever hear the phrase, I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum? That's the movie that it
but
came
I like
from.
It. I like that one. No, I haven't. Well, the 63-year-old is believed to spend time allegedly hunting for alien life forms in a local state park.
Well, where else would they go?
So, well, under the lakes, but apparently he didn't have scuba gear. You're the one who told me. Some of the notes obtained by police are reportedly centered around different world order theories, including the idea that shape-shifting reptilian creatures take on human form in attempt at world domination. Oh. They're also looking at the idea that IT expert Mr. Warner may have been motivated to target AT&T building due to paranoia over 5G technology. I like the alien and lizard people thing better.
Oh, yeah. Definitely have lizard people.
Yeah. But it remains unclear if any of these beliefs or behaviors are direct motivations for the bombing. What do you mean it's unclear? You just said it in the headline. It was clear. Now it's unclear. You get to the end of the story, it's unclear.
Well, I mean, you know, the story writer doesn't write the headlines. And I sent you the link for They Live from 1988.
Thank you. Anyway, he did tell his ex-girlfriend he had cancer 3 weeks before the bomb, and he gave her his car. So apparently this plan had been in the works for a while.
And he gave the other lady two houses.
And an RV.
Although, when he went out, I would have been running away before I heard the warning. Because, if I didn't hear the warning and I just caught it after the warning, he was playing Petula Clark's 1964 hit Downtown. Okay. And I heard that so much at my grandma's house when I was a little kid that I would have started running.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that anymore. Petula Clark was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my grandma.
Oh.
And she's about the same age as my grandma.
Well, now.
Well, my grandma was gone. But how old would grandma be? Grandma would be 104.
Tula Clark's 88. She's still with us.
Oh, she's younger than grandma. She's still with us.
Yep.
Well, maybe you can get a date.
It's the right age.
Yeah, you're a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Not anyway, before he detonated the bomb, he'd signed over $409,000 worth of property to Michelle Swing, age 29.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what Michelle Swing did.
She lived in California. She says she has no knowledge of him ever doing this, because I guess in that state you can sign a deed over to someone and they don't have to know.
Well, apparently he just liked the sexy pictures she put on Facebook.
Who knows? But not one, but two houses.
Hey, Michelle Swing, look at that bikini shot.
Got yeah, you. She's cute too.
Have you looked her up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's hot?
Not hot, but she's nice looking.
Well, he's 63. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 64. She's nice looking. What do you want from me?
All right. So to you, she's nice looking.
Yes.
But you're better looking than him, so you probably have higher standards.
I have standards. They're low, but I have them.
All right. That's good. So anyway, so we got aliens in Nashville, too. Florida. We got nice weather. We got stupid criminals. We got no income tax. We got a great governor. And we got Casey Anthony.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
2005, she had a daughter. 2008, her daughter was gone. She was put on trial for the murder. The jury only convicted her of lying. Apparently, you lied about killing your child, but we can't convict you for killing the child. So she got off, sort of. Apparently, with her lawyer, she got off in other ways. So she is still here in Florida. And guess what?
You booked her for our show?
She had another kid?
Now this. Casey Anthony just filed paperwork to start an investigation firm in Florida. She wants to be a private investigator.
Well, she probably knows a lot about it. I mean, she really probably does.
She has
a long experience with them.
She's acquitted of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, 9 years ago, filed the paperwork with Florida Division of Corporations in mid-December. The limited liability company, Case Research and Consulting, has an effective date of January 1st. So apparently she's in business. The address listed for the company belongs to Patrick McKenna. McKenna was the lead investigator on a defense team and the reason she got off. She was acquitted of her daughter's murder, child abuse, and manslaughter charges. So she will be a PI. So if your child goes missing, are you going to call Case Research and Consulting Services first?
Or last? Or just investigate them?
I just, 80% of new businesses fail.
Her, this is a definite.
I got a feeling she's going to be in the 80%.
Well, I'm just surprised. You said she was convicted of lying. I'm assuming it was a felony.
Yeah, she just got probation, though.
And well,
yeah,
and
but
she,
I mean,
she
time
got
served. Of a
time
felony?
Served. She was in jail for
a
long time.
She was in jail for
so
over a
got,
year for the trial. Yeah,
she got time served.
But I mean, if you're convicted of or plead guilty to a felony, I'm surprised you can get a PI license.
It's Florida.
That's true.
Florida.
That's probably the reason.
And our,
you know what? She could probably carry a gun too.
Not if she's convicted of felony. No, she can't.
In another state.
I don't know what states.
I don't know.
The liberal states who would say that's probably okay are the ones you can't ever get a gun in. I went through. I watched on Facebook the struggles of a friend of mine in New Jersey trying to get a revolver. And she just went through hell just getting it. So it was pretty bad. But our stupid criminal of the week, speaking of which, is from
Florida.
Nope, not this time.
Oh, man.
Usually it is, but
you're lying.
It's Oregon.
Oh.
But seriously, they've earned the accolades. These guys have earned the accolades. Two thieves are arrested after their getaway car battery dies and nobody gave them a jump. There's too many stupid criminals and just not enough time to go around. But a couple of guys in Oregon shoplifted a ton of merchandise from a Kohl's store last week. 41-year-old Raymond Allen Stavig and 27-year-old Derek Richard Benjamin Shirts. That's too many names. Bolted out of the establishment to their getaway car, which had a dead battery. Yeah, they bolted out of the establishment. They didn't bolt out of the parking lot.
They did until they didn't.
Yeah, even more unfortunate, nobody would give their dead car a jump, so they're stuck just waiting for the police to arrive.
Did the police give them a jump?
Well, they're stupid criminals. They're too dumb to even run. Inside the car, police found the bags of clothing from the store, laptops, phones, stolen credit cards, Oregon ID cards, a magnetic card reader, writer, counterfeit cash, and drugs. You would think they'd have taken all the shit they could carry and just run.
Or, put it to the side, maybe?
Oh, God. I'm looking at the picture of them getting arrested, and they're just like fat, white, ugly
douchebags.
Yeah. This, you know, they stood there and waited for the cops. Yeah, the one guy even tried to convince the cops that everything in the vehicle actually belonged to his wife. Oh, Stavig did that. He's facing charges of identity theft, theft, possession of methamphetamine, and a warrant for aggravated ID theft. Schertz is looking at charges of possession of a forged instrument theft, and a warrant for heroin possession.
These people are fucked.
Yeah, not exactly upstanding members of society, these fucks.
Or rocket scientists.
Oh, God, heaven no. How stupid can you fucking be?
I don't know. They're criminals.
So we were talking about the coronavirus earlier, and Slim, you got something on this. Because in Florida, they finally put out a list of how you qualify. And I'm on the list as a 1C. So I'm in the third level of the first wave. So after like 70, after people in nursing homes and frontline workers, and then people 70 or 65 and up. And then I'm in the next group, which would be 55 and up with a pre-existing condition. That's me. But they're going crazy down here. They're Hillsborough County, just south of me. Had a website. They said you could go on and register there to get your appointment for your shot. And the county's website completely crashed.
Not surprised.
So they're on the phone now. Governor DeSantis came out yesterday and he told these hospitals that have had COVID vaccine for a week that aren't out distributing it in old folks' homes or rapidly distributing it to their workers that he's going to come take it away from them. He also told them that they need to be open 7 days a week, that, you know, this isn't something you screw around with. So the hospitals are all moaning and groaning, but the governor said, you got to do it. They're going to do it.
My wife actually came home from work today and said that they had a big meeting at work. She works for a hospital, and they have X amount of doses of the vaccine. And if they do not give these doses out, the exact amount that they were given by a specific date, they will be fined $100,000.
She was involved
in the meeting. They will be fined $100,000.
It should be.
But what she said, here's one of the things that she mentioned, because I said to her, I said, you know, what are you hearing? You know, the problem is they're ready, willing, and able to give these vaccines. The problem is there's people that are allowed to get them in this wave and are actually refusing them. So that's making the numbers not to increase to where they want them to be. But you can't force somebody to take it, and that's what's happening. So a lot of these healthcare workers and frontline workers that are eligible are refusing it. So it's making the numbers not go up as quickly as they want. So if that's the case, open it up now to some of the other people so we can get the doses going out if your frontline and your healthcare workers actually don't want it.
Well, I think I told the story either last week or the week before. We have a family member who's a respiratory therapist in a major hospital, and he was down on the list of people in the hospital who were going to get the vaccine. And then finally, he was walking down the hall. They grabbed him and pulled him in the room and gave him the shot, because same thing. People who were higher up on the list to get the shot weren't getting the shot, and they were going to use up the vaccine, and so they gave it to them.
Because they have to use up the vaccine. They don't have a choice, or they're going to get in trouble.
Well, it's not even so much you're going to get in trouble. Once you open that shit, you got to use it.
Well, right.
Oh, yeah, some asshole person put 500 doses out of the refrigerator overnight and ruined it.
He's one of those QAnon assholes.
I believe there's a second case of somebody doing that as well, because when that news story hit, it was a man. And I have since seen a article on two different sites of a woman that has also done the same thing. I think it was like 300 vials or something, but there's been two cases, I believe, now.
Well, the Republicans are both well ahead in Georgia now. So this is kind of like Trump at 1 a.m. on election night. It looks like they're going to win. There's no way they can lose, but they probably will. Bastards. Anyway, So I'm in line for the VidVax soon enough, like I said. And CB's up there in Massachusetts, I'm sure. Yeah. Slim's young and randy, so fuck him. But conspiracy mongers are out there, and they'll buy anything. And CB found proof. this is just awesome. Do you want to do the story, or do you want me to do
it? No. You go right ahead.
Conspiracy
the habits of a lifetime.
Well, I'll just give you the highlights, and you can expound on it. Conspiracy theorists in Italy are warning the public about a 5G chip they claim has been planted in COVID-19 vaccines. And they have a widely circulated image of the chip in question going around the internet and freaking people out. I ain't taking that. I'll turn into a zombie. The 5G, the Chinese will be following me. Can't do that. No way. Ah, they're going crazy. It turns out the diagram of the 5G chip that these Italian people are sending around is the diagram for a guitar pedal. It's a schematic.
It's a famous one, too. It is the Boss Metal Zone pedal, which is one that has been out for years.
Yeah.
And it's very popular with beginning musicians.
Well, I have a lot of musician friends. I wonder if they still use them. They've upgraded.
Yeah, but you know, if you do get your conspiracy chip, it does have a flexible EQ section.
Well, Maria Fusco, a senior software engineer at Red Hat, tweeted to flag the
Red Hat's awesome.
Misinformative image being sent out by those who bought into a wildly debunked conspiracy about a vaccine with broadband capabilities. A vaccine with broadband.
We can't even get fucking broadband out here. They're going to put it in a vaccine.
She says here in Italy, people started sharing this figure claiming it was a diagram of the 5G chip inserted in the COVID vaccine. It's the electric circuit of a guitar pedal. The full post is below. In reality, the electric circuit, and she believes that putting it in the COVID vaccine has been an excellent idea. Tongue in cheek. Oh, God.
Well, I like the way they referred to it. They tweeted to flag the misinformative image. Stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, Facebook wouldn't ban it, though.
Probably not.
Oh, maybe they would now.
Yeah.
Because the Trump vaccine is about to become the Biden vaccine.
I like this. These people with their conspiracy theories are so tiresome. It's always wah, wah, wah.
You know, though, the only thing I will say, because I mean, I love the conspiracy theories and I read them all, too. But one of these days, one of them is going to be right.
Yeah. You know, blind, awesome. Even a blind squirrel finds the occasional acorn.
I know you're right. But it's
well, you know what? We always tell you about Twitter. OK, if you're a moron, stay the fuck off of it. OK, because you will get torn a new asshole in a heartbeat on Twitter.
Yeah. Join our social network instead.
Yes. Zone out. Social.
ZoneOutSocial.com. There you go.
ZoneOutSocial.com.
There you go. ZoneOutSocial.com.
This, oh, Christ. Now a damn page skipped. But there's a guy on Twitter who lauded, yeah, there it is. He lauded the analog design of the alleged COVID-19 5G chip, tweeting, "Excellent. I'm reassured to know that 5G relies on amps, on op amps, and some 1N4148 diodes. Proper old school. None of that digital microprocessor nonsense. I'll take one in each arm."
Well, it's a good design.
Oh.
Analog is always better than digital anyway.
Yeah, I know, but these are people that are out of school and they're still this stupid.
That was tongue in cheek.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel better. I hope.
Good.
I'll go with that.
I think you should.
Because otherwise I'm gonna die laughing. All right. These people they're just horrible. Anyway, this last story is, well, it's not quite the last story, but we all bitch about the government.
If we run out of time.
We never run out of time. We own the network.
Oh, that's right. Shit. Okay, never mind. Carry on.
Daryl doesn't cut us off at the top of the hour anymore.
Thank you, Daryl.
We have the genius with the old school diodes. DJ Slim, to thank you for that.
Oh, none of my shit's got tubes and diodes. This is all
it's all cutting edge.
Which is why when it crashes, it crashes.
Which is also why I don't understand any of it anymore.
You know, the scary part is if I rip this all apart, I could never hook it all back up. So
leave it the fuck alone.
Hey, don't touch it.
We got to do Idol soon, too. Jesus, God.
Yeah, I already tested that side of the studio.
We're good.
I already tested that side of the studio.
I know. We're going to stick with the same song, too, because Amelia's song is perfect. We're not going to change the intro to that.
No, not at all.
She's like our American Idol, Nick Searcy. She's always there with us.
Right on set. There you go. Look alive, people. And we're live. What? In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Idol Radio's back. Better than before.
Hey la,
Idol Radio's back.
Something Zip will tell you who's headed out the door.
Hey la,
Idol Radio's back.
Better sing well and be an inspiration.
Hey la,
Idol Radio's back.
'Cause if you suck, they'll tell the whole nation.
Hey la,
Idol Radio's back.
And now, Idol fans, here are your hosts, DJ Slim and Zip Allen.
There you go. Thank you, Amelia. And speaking of American Idol, she doesn't listen too often anymore, I don't think. But I just want to give a special shout out to our dear friend and loved one, Joey Cook.
Oh, yes. Please, yeah. Oh, my God.
You're with us in our hearts, my dear. And we're pulling for you and we love you. That's all I got to say.
Did not see that coming.
She's a good girl.
Until she actually posted it on her page.
She's my favorite liberal.
Mind blown.
She's my favorite liberal. I love her. Anyway, so we bitch about the government. Let's go back to that story.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
All right. This one just kind of pissed me off. Do you remember there wasn't enough hand sanitizer?
No, not really.
I'm basically a happy person.
Wah.
But this will piss everybody off. That's why I said it, to be an every man, you know? When there wasn't enough hand sanitizer, distilleries stepped up. They started making them for them. You know, the bars weren't open, so they had to do something. So they made hand sanitizer. It was great. You know, nobody could get, what's the shit in front of me here? Purell.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo. Little bottle of it. I got one in my car and one on my desk. So I bring the mail in. I put a little Purell on there. And, you know, I touch crap at the gas station or the store. I put some on in my car. So I'm COVID free so far, but these guys, they did what was right for America, and the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, decided they're going to charge them a fee reserved for drug manufacturing facilities, $14,060 in FDA fees. Now, since I found the story for the show a few days ago, the media coverage of this unexpected and substantial fee imposed by the FDA on distillers who pivoted to produce a much-needed hand sanitizer, the federal government has reversed course on what would have been a devastating blow to small businesses. They have decided not to charge them the $14,000.
Gee.
But that's just like a government agency. Oh, yeah, there's 175 places out there that created hand sanitizer to save people from the fucking COVID, or as they call it, the vid. What's that comedian I like, the little dude makes the movies. Oh God, he makes
Bridget
all the money.
Midget. Oh no,
no, that's shit.
run, sorry.
We couldn't get through a show without Bridget the Midget, could we?
We got through a couple.
No, the little black dude, he's funny as hell. What's his name?
Harry Coleman?
I'm having a total brain fart.
No, he's dead.
The sun is down.
Oh, God, you guys are killing me. I'm old, I'm having brain
farts. We got to have this show at noon now, Slim, I think.
Yeah.
We might have to.
Well, anyway.
At least recorded it.
He calls it the vid. So these people are now out of the $14,000 thing, but the FDA needlessly, of course, complicated things, imposing additional requirements on top of guidelines and this and that. And they drove these people crazy. They mandated all the alcohol using the sanitizer has to be denatured, making it undrinkable, creating a bottleneck that raised costs for the distillers who are trying to help the country. So it's like, you know, when the government gets in the middle of something, they usually fuck it up. That's why the best thing Trump did with his Operation Warp Speed was he said, Here's a couple of billion dollars. You people get this the hell done as fast as possible. Do it right. Get it done. We're going to pay for it. And they did.
And here's part of the problem with this. When we opened our season at where I work, right when this was, you know, about 2 months in, and I had to start looking for hand sanitizers and stuff for work. And to buy a gallon of hand sanitizer online was $75 a gallon. All right. And I'm not lying. It was $75 a gallon. Okay. We had a local place that actually used their hemp, the way they, with the leftovers from when they produced their hemp, they were able to create hand sanitizer.
Right.
And they probably were one of those that would have gotten one of these, you know, bills had this not gotten, you know, taken care of. But that's not fair because they helped jump in and they supplied numerous local businesses with hand sanitizer at a much cheaper rate than $75 a gallon. I mean, my first box of hand sanitizer that came into the mill was $454 with tax and delivery. And it was for like 4 gallons of hand sanitizer.
That's, and you had to have it.
And I had to have it. The law told me I had to have it. It's just. So I'm thankful for some of these companies that did this. There was a couple of the orchards that we deal with that used to make cider. They stopped producing cider to make hand sanitizer. The brewery stopped making beer to produce hand sanitizer. You know, this place was a flower place, a hemp place. They stopped, production of their stuff to make hand sanitizer. And then they get, you know, threatened with they're going to have to pay money, a tax. I mean, that's bullshit.
Well, anyway, we're going to end the show. We're going to pray that Georgia gets us through the next 2 years before everything goes to hell. And I also wanted to point out that the pictures of the rally that's going to happen tomorrow in D.C., that is a mass of humanity that's already there. And there's shitloads of people going to show up tomorrow morning. My daughter drives from southern Pennsylvania to the northern edge of D.C. for work. And I asked her if they canceled work tomorrow. And she said, no, it's still on. I said, but you're only like 5 miles from downtown. She goes, yeah, I know. And I said, well, just plan on a little extra drive time tomorrow because there's going to be a lot of cars on the road.
It's going to be scary.
But the headline in Rumble is D.C. starting to panic as it becomes clear how massive this pro-Trump rally is going to be.
Well,
and you people that think something's going to happen with the count tomorrow, just chill the fuck out. Nothing's going to happen. Okay? You know, Trump got screwed. We all know Trump got screwed. But Trump's also going to leave office on January 20th. So we're just going to have to deal with it. And you better cross your damn fingers that Georgia comes through tonight. Or, you know, you can join me on a flight to Poland.
Well, just
I think I have enough air miles where I can fly a couple people first class. We'll be fine.
Be careful with what plane you pick, because there was a breaking news story a little bit before the show happened that there was a hack into the air traffic control frequencies, and there was actually a threat put out across that there will be a plane flying into the Capitol tomorrow. The FBI and FAA are looking into the breach. They breached our air traffic control systems and broadcasted a threat for tomorrow.
Just because it goes through your mind, Zippy, doesn't mean it needs to come out your mouth.
Exactly. Shush. Good night.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going
to say hi to the kids.
We're going to close tonight with a very appropriate song, Wesley, for everybody at the rallies tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This will work. We'll see you next week, 10 o'clock on Zone Out Radio.
Or Off Duck Radio.
Same bat time, same bat
somewhere.
Chance. Yeah, somewhere. Good night. We'll be right back.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.